Safe in the Hands, a 4.1 carol song, with playing by heart by Yawning as Always, Thumping Orchestra. Long ago and far away, there was a land where all were enslaved, until one stood up, said we must fight. The others said, will you lead? And he said, I will. And so they called him Bruce, because that was their word for sword, and that's what they hoped from him, to be the sword, freeing them and keeping them safe in the land to come. And the sword led them through the wars, through battles great and small, until at last the land was won. The others said, we'll make a king, but the Bruce said, no. We fought against kings and slaves. We must learn to govern as equals. I will only be your Bruce. It came a time of peace and great prosperity, and to the Bruce was born a son. Well, yeah, it was to the wife, but that was how they spoke back then. And he called him Bruce, because that was their word for sword, and that's what he hoped from his boy, to be the sword that replaced his when time came for it to be laid to the ground. When time came, as he knew that it would, when time came. And so he swore to train his son to keep the land free and the people safe, to be their Bruce. And now we come to the hero quest portion of the young Bruce's journey. These are the trials and tribulations every leader or hero must go through. We know them because they are buried deep in our psyches from the thousands of our ancestor generations sitting around campfires telling stories. The stories that made us human. Well, time froze on forever. Death gets to call times up. And so one night, the cry went out across the land. The Bruce is dead, long live the Bruce. And the people cheered, even as they cried, because it had been the Bruce that had freed them. But they knew the Bruce had sworn his son keep up and safe in the land free. So they still felt safe in the hands of Bruce. They still felt safe in the hands of Bruce. They still felt safe in the hands of Bruce.